Good evening. I'm Ron Esposito, and we're going to be in conversation this evening with Audda Shure. And we're going to be talking about her compact disc recording, Improvisations on Sacred Chants, that she did with her brother, keyboard artist Ital Shure. Welcome, Audda.
Hi. Thank you, Ron, for having me on the show. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. And I can't tell you how much I enjoyed listening to this recording.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I listened to it in my favorite listening position, which is laying prone on my couch in my living room. So, the Shure family name here in Cincinnati is well known amongst a certain population. Of course, the late Bonya Shure was an internationally known composer for Jewish liturgical music. And of course, Bonya's wife, Fanshawn, a well-known dancer, body worker.
Choreographer, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was it like growing up in the Shure household?
Well, it was never a dull moment. So, yes, my father, Bonya, was a very dynamic personality to be around, and I grew up hearing him compose many of the liturgical pieces that are now being sung everywhere in synagogues around the country. My father was previously married, and I'm the product of that previous marriage, and my mother, Nitsa, was also a singer and a choir director. So I grew up hearing opera at home, because my mother was an opera singer, and hearing my father compose his Jewish music. And then later on, when my parents divorced, I did spend some time living with my dad and with Fanshawn, and we did a lot of improvisations and parties and musical experiences in the home there. So my life was always involved with music, drama, and a lot of improvisations really at home.
I enjoy the improvisation aspect of this. I've been a musician for well over 50 years, and improvising is what I love to do the best. And so I really appreciated you and Ital's approach. Now, many people might know Ital because of a song he composed.
Yes. Well, that's the song Smooth, the hit single from Santana's comeback album, Supernatural. Ital did write, then compose and produce the song, and it was co-written with Rob Stewart, I believe.
Actually, Rob Thomas.
Yes, so he did write that. He won a Grammy in 2000. Of course, he's written for many, many other artists, Jewel, Maxwell, all kinds of people. So he's a very prolific composer. But we share a background, obviously, in Jewish music with my dad. You know, he's my younger brother, but there's a kind of a psychological click or a emotional click when you're with a great musician who happens to be your brother. And, you know, he has a broad musical background. And so I wanted to do something different than what I usually have done in my career in the past, which was mainly other people's music and do it as beautifully as possible, whether it's Jewish music as a cantor in the synagogue or as an opera soloist with opera companies and concerts. And since I had been studying meditation and Hindu chanting and mantra chanting for a number of years, which I was doing on a daily basis, I was more and more going into this sort of different genre, and it was unlocking my own improvisatorial abilities. And so I asked Ital, why don't we get together and jam like we do when we're having fun and see if perhaps something really beautiful can come out of it that could be healing and uplifting for others and something different. He said, sure, why not? Let's try it.
Well, I think you succeeded very well. The keyboard sounds are wonderful. They're lush. Very well produced.
You're right. It is not on a real sitar or real drums, but he had this fantastic equipment. And so it sounds like we have a whole Indian orchestra there.
Yeah. I mean, it's fantastic. And on the contorial mm-hmm. pieces, there's almost an organ-like
sound. He chose that. And then I chose two melodies that then I, you know, expanded on from the High Holy Day literature. So the once-a-year kind of melodies. And then we just let it go. We just spent a couple days in studio, and we did a number of improvisations and chose our most inspired ones. What we felt, okay, this is where we were both of us totally keyed in to the moment. And Ital was following me. I didn't even know what I was doing half the time. So like, let's do this. Okay, let's do it. First, you did it straight, like what it is without the improv, just kind of remember. And then sometimes we didn't even wait. We just felt inspired and off we went. So it was a really cool experience for me. And I'm just so happy you enjoyed it.
I did. Can you tell us the difference between cantorial singing and operatic singing?
Okay, so the cantorial, coming from the title of the sacred singer in Jewish synagogue, is the cantor. Or if it was the same word we have in the Catholic Church, which is cantor, cantor. In Hebrew, it's chazan. And so cantorial music is a broad range of styles. It depends on what part of the world. So traditionally, a cantor, if you're from Morocco or you're what we call the Sephardic Jewish tradition, your cantorial music is going to sound much closer to Arabic sacred music. If you're coming from the European background, which is more what I'm bringing, it's a mixture of a little bit of that Middle Eastern melos and certain vocal mannerisms and ideas with more of bel canto, more of an operatic European way of singing. And the music is more reflective of that. There are modes. We sing in modes, like you'll hear on the these are modes, like a raga would have.
That's, yeah.
But ragas are built in a different way. So the cantorial that I'm doing is in the tradition of the high 19th century style or early 20th century, in the style of the men cantors, because women are new to the art. And of course, I grew up hearing a lot of this, mm-hmm. these inflections, and it's very emotional, like opera. It's extremely emotional. So the two cantorial selections that I have, the beginning one, Ochila La'el, and Tzur Yisrael at the end, they're very emotional, very operatic, very grand. So sometimes, in healing, we need that too. We need to have that full catharsis. And a lot of times people want to go to the opera to feel totally immersed in the most profound of emotions and expression. So that's something a little different in this CD. It's not just sort of mellow music.
Well, I'm a big fan of catharsis.
So I've had people hear it who, they just burst into tears. And then the rest, I'll take you in different places depending on what I'm doing. So other tracks are more joyful or have a different tone production, maybe a little more folk or a little bit more mm-hmm. mantra-like, straight tone.
Well, you mentioned mantra. There is a lot of mantra-style vocalizing on this recording, mm-hmm. and we know that mantra comes from the Hindu tradition.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about the mantra singing?
Yeah, well, I felt very audacious because I've always said as a singer that singers should sing from their truth. And for me, I'm originally from Israel, and my language is Hebrew. So even though as an opera singer, I was singing in many languages, I feel the most authentic as a singer, as a communicator, when I can sing my own language and the music that culturally I grew up with, which would be Jewish music, mm-hmm. right, and Israeli music. Now, the Hindu music I came by because I was looking to deepen my awareness of spirituality, and I stumbled into the Hindu tradition and a meditation master who emphasized chanting. How perfect for an opera singer. And I just fell in love with the sounds and the healing aspects of mantra. And mantra can really take you very, very far, very, very far. And you go into very different states of consciousness and can be very, very profoundly healing. The sounds themselves, and they are ancient sounds. So.
Yes, they are thousands of years old. And I really, really enjoyed both the mantra singing and the cantorial operatic sounds on this recording, Improvisations on Sacred Chants by Ada Shure and Ital Shure. And Ada, we want to thank you so much for being with us on Around Cincinnati tonight.
Thank you, Ron.
More information on Ada Shure and the recording Improvisations on Sacred Chants is available on our website, wvxu.org. www.aroundcincinnati.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito.
Krishna, 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 Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.